Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnterHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnterFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnterHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnterHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com. Enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnterHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 1/24/2019. We got a Thursday night live show. Now, just as a teaser, tomorrow night we're going to have a special guest. So anyway, just put that, file that away. Tomorrow night we'll have a special guest. Now, let me tell you this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what. If you're watching, if you're awake, you've got to understand that there's multi-levels of the chessboard. When Lucy plays chess, now a lot of people don't understand. They say, God can take care of all of this and change it all. Yes, he can. Lord Jesus, his only begotten son, was brought onto this planet to use his blood to cover for your sin. But what is the deal? You have got to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Consequently, a lot of people have not done that. So, that must mean that there is some people out there who have not chosen. Now, what is the choice? Well, we've read it to you out of Revelations many times, haven't we? And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Okay? Well, do you ever know of anybody that you're dealing with that's a little lukewarm? They maybe say they go to church, but oh, heaven forbid, you know. Oh, yeah, heaven forbid if they said the word Jesus out in public or ever said to somebody, you know, what you need to do is repent of your sins and pray to Lord Jesus and have him come into your heart and be your Savior. Oh, that'd be terrible, right? You know? There's a lot of lukewarm people, are there not? Now, as well as that, there's a whole lot of them who have chosen Lucifer, who've chosen the devil, Satan, whatever you want to call him. But they call him Lucifer, those that are closest to him. And that includes a large number of the High Masonic, you see, because Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, the book that used to be given to every master Mason or even a, you know, second degree Mason, sometimes first degree Mason, the book that used to be given says right in there, the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. He says, tell it to those of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees. Well, that's a whole lot of people, you know. But you could read it. It's in your lodge. You could go get it off the shelf if you don't have a copy yourself. And you'll read it pretty quick and you'll see. But it also includes high-level people in the top religions, churches, etc. in the world. If you recall Malachi Martin, in his one book, wrote a different ones, but Keys of This Blood, and then also on Art Bell when Malachi Martin discussed, as well as in that, but it is also in his book, Wind Swept House, discussed the Black Mass that was said in a Catholic church in South Carolina, where they blacked the windows out with shades in the old chapel and turned the cross upside down and had the sacrifice there and the little girl and all the stuff, and that they were connected back in, I believe it was 1963 or something, by telephone to the Vatican, to the small chapel off the Vatican there. Not the big one, but the small one. And they had certain cardinals, like perhaps Secretary of State types and martini drinkers and different people like that, you know, of that ilk within the Vatican itself, who were doing rituals corresponding to the Black Mass being done in South Carolina and not all that far from where Albert Pike formulated and created the 33rd degree, you see. The motto of which is Ordo Ab Chao. Out of the chaos comes the order. Well, the order is going to be the Luciferian order or the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order secular, not of God, you see. It's on your dollar bill if you want to take a look at the back of it. So what I'm trying to say is this. The Lucy's got a whole lot of people, and this is the time when our Father in Heaven is allowing people on this earth, he's allowing the souls that exist and have bodies on this planet to decide which they wish to worship. Do they want to follow and worship Lord Jesus, or do they want to worship Lucifer? Or do they want to walk through the raindrops? Or do they want to worship something else? But you see, at the end of the deal here, every knee is going to bow to Lord Jesus. And the moon god and all of that ain't going to cut it. So, consequently, we have to look at where the timing is at. And we go to what Jesus says in Matthew 24. All you got to do is what he reads, what he shows you there. If you get one with the red letters where it's his words, and he says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, we've read it so many times, but at the same time, when people ask, here's what you tell them. Tell them to go read it right now, you know? And you shall hear wars, rumors of wars. We got any of that going on? Is Israel and Iran about ready to fulfill the prophecy of Ezekiel 38? Are not the hooks being put into the jaws to draw Gog Magog along with Iran? You see, Russia and China have an agreement with Iran, a military agreement. The Russians have sold them their stuff, their S-400s, and, oh, they say they didn't put them in there. And then they say, oh, well, they only may have put S-300s, but no, they put S-400s in, and they build them. That's Russia's business. And they also had, when I started this whole bit, and Brother Quayle had me on as a guest in 2004, he and I talked about almost every single scenario that's ongoing right now on the planet, including Venezuela. And if you listen back in 2004, 2005, once Hawk got rolling, he told you about the island La Orquídea, the island of orchids that belongs to El Presidente of Venezuela, you see, and that it had Nazi subpens up underneath it and was a private island and all of that. And one day or 2 days after, I think I said it on a Friday night show, because in those days I had Friday night, Brother Quayle still had Thursday. But on the Sunday after that, a U.S. Navy Peter O'Ryan overflew La Orquídea to check up on what was being discussed on the air. Because what you don't know is a whole lot of people listen to this broadcast from Brother Quayle at the very beginning in the 90s, early 90s on, and on up until this day. You know, Blueprint for Survival, Q Files. Then Hawk, I would sit in, and then I took over the Friday night, and then now it's the basically Survive to Thrive or the Hawk Show or whatever you want to call it. But I'm trying to say to you is, this is the time of choosing. And this is also the time that Lord Jesus has detailed that is the beginning of sorrows. Matthew 24. Verse 8, after he talks about in 6 and 7, rumors of wars, wars, rumors of wars, and then nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. We got any earthquakes? Thousands and thousands of them in Alaska. Thousands all over the planet and volcanoes blowing. And we got all kind of stuff, you know, where the molten lava is starting to come up into the volcanoes, all right, in the United States and all over the planet. Some are already erupting. Well, Jesus said in verse 8, all of these are the beginning of sorrows. I mean, it's really going to get bad. So if you're looking at this, and Lucy, old Lucifer, he's got a five-dimensional chessboard, you see. And for Lucy, it's five levels because five is the death number, all right? That's the killing number. That's the Div 5 FBI. That is the KGB Fifth Directorate, the wet work, you know. The liquidation groups, you see. The killing, the assassins, the slicers, the dicers, and the cleaners, you see. So this thing is fixing to get really wild. Now, when Iran is threatening to take out the airport, Tel Aviv, all right, they're basically threatening to attack the whole country of Israel with nuclear weapons, all right, because they ain't going to just whistle around and play around. Now, in 204, the Iranians had, according to my information, up to 40 different nuclear warheads that they had purchased on the black market, okay, which there was an extensive black market in those days from Russia, Ukraine, and other Soviet countries where the stuff just disappeared. Plus, the Russians moved in, you know, to make sure that they got control of the other oil in the area, you see, of the Caspian. So that they could be then oil hegemons, you see. And so they made the deal, and then they also put additional nuclear weapons and technologies into Iran under the joint control of Iranian military and the Republican Guards, what do you call them, the fanatical types, the Fayyadin, you know, whatever you want to call them. And they, back in 204, had 110 super sunburn missiles and 100 exosets that they could then, when there was three U.S. carrier groups in the Persian Gulf, could have dead ducked all of them with those nuclear missiles, because the Aegis systems of the U.S. Navy vessels could not handle if they shot a large number of missiles. Back then, they couldn't handle very many targets, let alone take out super sunburn missiles, which are go too fast, or the exocets, which are excellent anti-French anti-ship missiles, and also the Skaval, S-K-V-A-A-L torpedoes, which go, you know, like quicker than Speedy Gonzales, you know? No pun intended with the wall and caravans and all that. None intended. Just an old reference from cartoons in the past. Because you start to think about your life and when you grew up and how you did it and how things were. And I've thought a lot about the Cold War. And I've thought a lot about, because I remember my old man sure had canned goods in the basement. He had a lot of food all up in the shelves. We even had, at the very beginning, they had the old coal chute when they converted over to gas furnace. He had that filled up with other food and stuff and all kind of tools and all kind of stuff, lanterns and kerosene and, you know, all the different items. And a lot of people had, that I recall, had bomb shelters or above ground fallout shelters that were designed with labyrinth pathways, you know, where you have to go in, you make a right turn, a left turn, etc., to get back into the inner deal, that would foil the fallout coming in, all right? But a lot of people I knew in the early 60s had bomb shelters. We later moved to another house in another city when my dad moved, with, you know, with a job and stuff. And we had a bomb shelter, quote, tornado shelter. out and back, dug down in with the hatch and the whole bit. So, I also recall all the ham radio operators when I was a kid. They were all over the neighborhood with, you know, masks up and all of that stuff. And then, hey, they won't even let you put an antenna up, you know, in most of these subdivisions or cities. And a lot of the stuff is digital, and it's not necessarily protected. So all these people think, oh, the hams are going to do this or that or the other. Most of the hams have lost their own way, too. But let's talk about what's going on. You know about Ezekiel 38, and you should read 38, 39 again, because I think we're going to see it here. But people don't get Venezuela. I listened tonight to Brett Baer, and all, or not Brett Baer, because somebody mysteriously may have run him off the road, but there was very little information about that, was there? There was even confusion, because apparently he was at Yellowstone, and a lot of people thought he might have been at Deaconess Hospital there in Bozeman. But when some people called that hospital, they said, well, we have no such patients here or anything. So unless they were just telling the story to keep the press away, where did he go? Did he go down to Jackson Hole? I don't know. What random, was there a lorry, as they say in Britain, or a truck that came out of nowhere, you know? Came around the corner, forced him off the edge. You just don't flip a car, you know, automatically. You got to be doing, something's got to be going on. You have to hit something, go off the road, or whatever you got to do. Now, I can see going off the road, but in ice or snow. But I don't know, and because we don't know that, and nobody said that. So it's kind of interesting that he was going to go on to Colbert that night. Was he going to say something on Colbert, or does Brett Baer know something that he may not even doesn't know that he knows? Very interesting. And then we got all of this rigmarole of attacking young Christian men from the Catholic school in Covington, Kentucky. And this Langston or whatever the guy's name is, Langdon or whatever, the Indian. I'm sorry, I still call them Indians because that's my upbringing, you know. And I had enough juice or whatever when I was a kid, because I can remember when we stopped and went to a rodeo in Oklahoma one time, 1959. And we stopped, went into a rodeo, and we had seats right near the where the stuff came out of the back room where the cowboys and the different things would come out, you know, and different horses and items. And I was pretty low down, and I was dressed like in a little cowboy suit, you know, cowboy hat, and, you know, jeans, and you know what I'm saying. Anyway. And I remember these Native Americans come out, they were going to dance. And they came out of the thing, and I was standing right there because my dad said, well, go down there and stand right there and you can watch what comes out. And I was watching what came out, and they came out, and there was the big chief. I mean, a beautiful headdress. I don't know the tribe. And they were starting to come out, starting to walk out, or getting ready to dance, and he stopped. And he looked over at me, and he came down and put his face right in my face, and he pulled out a feather from his headdress, and he handed it to me. I don't know why, you know, but I'll tell you what, I'm the hawk, you see. And for some reason, he saw something, then he winked. He still had that stern face, but he winked. And then they went out and danced and did native dance out into the arena. Just incredible. So I've thought a lot about the old days. Maybe I'm fixing to, maybe the Lord's going to call me. I don't know. But I'm not afraid because I know where I'm going. Because I'm with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is with me, and there's power in his blood. If you don't have that, you don't have that feeling, if you don't know where you're going to go, then you better get on your knees and repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And that's all there is to it. But let's look now at Venezuela, because they got it all goopy. They're still thinking like this, the 70s or the 60s or something like that. But you see, that La Orquilla now has Russian blackjack bombers on it and Russian subs up underneath in the pokey, all right? Because the Petrie Orions back in 2004, early 2005, whenever I said that, flew over to check it out. And Chavez back then, his air traffic controller said, Petrie Orion, U.S. Navy, Petrie Orion, bup, bup, bup. Do you need assistance from Venezuelan fighter jets to move over onto the international airspace? And they said, no, we must have just drifted over that island over there. We don't know. We're just kind of maybe goofed up on our stuff, you know? So they hung out, took a little more sensor. But I've never, ever been told that that was baloney, because it ain't. Because they're there. And they got an airstrip. It's been improved. You got Russian blackjack bombers. And there are missiles and nuclear weapons in Venezuela. Which is why... the military is still siding with Maduro. Now, you notice when this happens, the timing. What's ongoing? We got Davos. All right? Davos. Now, you know what happened in Venezuela. In Venezuela, a large 90% of the land was owned by a very few people, and a large number of them were English, British, or Saxe Coburg Gotha, Germanic type, Rothschild oriented people. You see, they owned the bulk of the land. And when Chavez took power, they took a large portion of the land back and gave land to the people in Venezuela. Now, even prior to that, however, Venezuela was very wealthy and had a larger, much larger middle class. And the lifestyle was as good as it got in, basically, in South America there in Argentina. Well, Argentina was richer earlier, you know, during the days of the Nazis, you see. Little known fact about Buenos Aires, also in Argentina, but Buenos Aires had the highest number of people who had gone through psychoanalysis, had the shrinks work on them. Just very interesting. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Russia has already warned the U.S. about consequences in Venezuela, catastrophic consequences. A senior Russian official warned the Trump administration to recall catastrophic scenario of military intervention in the region. We warn against this. Now, this is not in a vacuum, is it? Not specifically in a vacuum, is it? And this Guaido guy, Guaido, that the U.S. is backing, or President Trump is backing, and Pompeo, and they've declared Maduro to be, you know, invalid, canceled. Well, this is all happening, but the fact of the matter is, here's the real facts. The U.S., or whoever did it, blew the coup d'etat. They blew the coup again. They tried to kill Chavez twice. They finally got him with the cancer. All right? Now, but Chavez also made him real mad when deep underneath the Vatican in the Roman mausoleum down in there, the Roman city of the dead, but in the mausoleum where there was blood sacrifice to put the giant president back. Those who haven't heard that, I'll tell you.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network. Bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Those 40-day, 40-night pails of high-quality organic food are going to be needed. Get as many of them as you can. If you're using other types of long-term storage food, or if you're canning your own, like those good folks in Dunlap, Iowa, and God bless you down there, you know, or up there from where I'm at. And also to Lady J and to the old stagecoach stop in California and a whole lot of others who can their own food and all the different items. I will tell you, get some of the inner food or the meal replacement powders, which are separate, different item, so that you can stretch that long-term storage food to make more rations for you and your family. Because I'm going to tell you, you may just very well need it. Now, if you want to get any gold or silver, Brother Quail has got it for you. SteveQuail.com. You can go up and click on it, or you can call him 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. If you get Steve or his son Tyler, or if you get Daryl, the good old manager who's been there for years, whatever it is, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And while you're there, you may want to understand some more about what's going on. And I would definitely urge you to get terminated. The end of man is here, and Empire Beneath the Ice, and any other Steve Quayle books, because they're loaded for bear. Now, if you really wanted to see one that's got a sort of a picture of it, I believe it was Brian Snowdy was the artist at that time. May have been another, but I think there is a little bit of a picture in the book Long Walkers, Return of the Nephilim by Steve Quayle. Okay. And there's a picture on the cover of a long walker of a giant that was shot and killed by Special Ops MMV in Afghanistan and put on a C-130. And that's the very famous story where Brother Quail had the C-130 pilot on with him with George Noory on the radio years ago. And the thing was about 1,250 pounds, you see. As I recall, it was 10, 12 feet tall, you know. Feet may have been about like almost close to 3 feet long, you know, over 2 foot long. With a pungent smell. Folks, we're going to see this stuff again. We're going to see these giants. We're going to see the fallen angels. Because they've come back and on this planet. And what's fixing to happen here is going to be a loosey hoedown until Lord Jesus comes back with his archangels. And until that time, we got to hold this planet and stand up for Lord Jesus and our families and ourselves. So we need to do everything we can to prepare, as Jesus told us in Matthew 25. You want to keep old Hawk on the air striking blows against the Lucys, hitting them in the shins with the ball bat, putting the old wood to their head. Anything's most needed and welcome. And if you do sin, may the Lord Jesus return to you 10,000-fold. You can send it to Hawk. Could be FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes. Silver, gold, you know, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever. Gold. Whatever you want. Check, money order. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And God bless that tough young man on Warren Soul Drive, old Warren Soul Drive. And all my friends in Indiana and old Mars Hill. Dunlap Highway, you betcha. Buffalo, New York, up in Maine. Hello to the two ladies up in Maine who listen. God bless you. And the old Minnesota kind, and the old Wisconsin kinds, and the old Salmon River types. And all those good people up there in California who survived the fire. God bless you up there, to my friends. And Lady J. I told Lady J, who's really worried about New York and the abortion. You can abort the baby clear up until right when they're going to be born, you know. Probably, I guess, when they're being born, you can abort them in New York because they are turning into barbarian, Luciferian, scumbag killers. If you're in New York and you can get out, I suggest you get out. Because you're going to experience stuff that you never even could fathom. And you guys are tough up there anyway. But if you're in the city, maybe you can go north. But even then, it's the same stuff with Cuomo and all these guys, de Blasio and all these EIEIOs. But Chicago ain't any better. San Francisco, L.A., you know? You got poop on the streets and needles everywhere. Chicago, you got Chirac. Pow, 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 pow. And you won't let the good people have firearms, you know? You do your doggoneness to keep everybody without a gun there, or heck, even a knife. Can't even have a hunting knife. Can't even have a hunting knife on your, you know, person in Chicago. Shoot, man. Just crazy. But I'll tell you what. Until that end time, you better be getting prepared and ready to fight. All right? If you do not have firearms, then I suggest that you go out and acquire at least one. If you could only pick one, you could only have the money to get one or the ability to get one, or your uncle or your grandfather or your, you know, cousin's third brother's, you know, sister-in-law, she had an extra one, then get you a 12-gauge shotgun. A pump is easy to work. 12-gauge pump. And then don't just get you one box of shells. Get whatever you can, but if you can, get 1,000 rounds of anything. If you have the ability to get something else, then you should get a rifle. And there's a large number of different things that you can get, but If you could only get one and you had very little money, then get like a Ruger 10-22 or some other 22 caliber rifle. And stock up on a few thousands of rounds, a few bricks of 22 long rifle. But, you know, I'm telling you, if you had the ability to get a revolver or a pistol, then you should get that as well. And you should have then a pump shotgun, a rifle, a pistol, or a revolver, and you should have minimally, if you can, 1,000 rounds for each weapon. Now, why do you say 1,000? Well, just think about this. How many people, if they're starving and they smell some cooking coming your way, or you got a generator, or you still got lanterns on at night when everybody else is dark, how many hungry, starving, famine people are going to come to try to take it from you? City or the country, doesn't make any difference. Mountain cabins, doesn't make any difference. Somebody's going to come to look for you. They're going to be walking down the road, you know, and you'd better be ready for them. There's going to be street gangs. There's going to be motorcycle gangs. Can you imagine some of the motorcycle gangs coming? All right. And taking cities. They're going to try to hoorah the cities, just like a Jesse James, you see, in the old days when the Quantrill Raiders and Bloody Bill Anderson hoorahed cities. But I'm going to tell you what, if you got enough ammo and you got enough firearms in your area and you got a few band of the hand in your neighborhood, they're going to play heck taking you. Just like in the Warsaw Ghetto. And you ought to tell Feinstein, anybody up there again, tell Feinstein, when she wants to take your guns, that she should understand the lesson of the Warsaw Ghetto. Either that, or she needs to quit going to temple or shul or to her synagogue. And just forget it and give up and say, I'm a Lucy, and I got all kind of investments in China and everything, and I had a Chinese spy work for me for 20 years. Just forget that stuff, because the Warsaw Ghetto, when old Heydrich had all the Jews bottled up in Warsaw in the ghetto, they held off the Nazis for a good long time with very few firearms and a few grenades and homemade stuff. And they fought them tooth and nail till Heydrich burned it to the ground. There's a good sale of Bass Pro. I'm just looking at the thing right here. It's not a bad firearm at all for a pistol. Springfield Armory. Springfield XD Model 2, 9mm, 16 round. Or a 45 ACP, 13 round. 5-inch barrel, your choice, $399.97. That's a good firearm right there for the money. Look it up. Check it out. Get you something. They're going to come, and you're going to need these things. You're going to need to defend yourselves. And women, I got another report again. Got another report again, ladies, out of Florida. A second report about another family member from the same family in a different town. And they were in a Walmart grocery later in the evening, not dressed inappropriately or any stupid stuff like that, so don't even bring it up. Just going to get groceries after work or whatever. Followed around in the Walmart by some guys. Okay, there's a whole deal now. You got all of the trafficking stuff, sex trafficking, and all of these things starting to happen. But you've also got the Luciferian awakening. Hence the guy at Sebring, Florida, who just blew the heck out of, laid five women in a bank down and shot the kill shot in the back of all their heads just to see them die, and then called 911. That's Lucy Devil, MK Ultra crap. That, you know, that's the kind of stuff going down. The Black Awakening, as Sister Sue Bradley used to talk about. And Kim, if you're listening, say hello to Sue's husband if you know where he's at. Sue Bradley was a tremendous researcher and a friend of this show, too, as well as Brother Quayle. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready. Now, this deal I was talking about, Chavez gave the Illuminati, the Luciferians, trouble. He was invited to this thing down underneath the Vatican, deep in the Vatican, years ago, I believe in the 20s or 30s, an archaeological dig found this Roman necropolis, City of the Dead. And in there, they had a giant chained up, and allegedly, BBG, Boutros Ghali, had the Book of Spells. And allegedly, all these hooded people, everybody had black hoods or gray-colored hoods over their face and big hoods. And it was allegedly reported that most all of the top leaders of the world governments were there. And that there was a blood sacrifice, also as well as leaders of governments. And I'm talking about U.S., I'm talking about British, talking French, I'm talking Israeli, I'm talking all kind of stuff back then. Not always the person you think, but it could have been somebody at another position near the top. But also a large number of the quote-unquote terrorist groups were there too. Loosied up. Anybody loosied up. They're all there in these hoods and these monk's robes, evil monk-like robes, you see. With the robe hood so, you know, big that you can't see the face, and a darkened area with torches and stuff. And they were doing a blood sacrifice of a blue-eyed, blonde-haired young girl to this doggone giant that was in chains and being ordered around by the Book of Spells. Now, Chavez was there, and when the giant started doing stuff to the kid, and then they started, after that, these leaders, these people who attended, who were there for the purpose of doing the black magic to try to eliminate Pope John Paul II, who was still sick and lingering, but he was not passed away, did not die. And as well, down there were other of these same types, Luciferian types, who installed the smoke of Satan in the Vatican back in 63 in the Black Mass, coordinated by and with the Lucies who did it in South Carolina. Read Keys to This Blood by Malachi Martin and Windswept House, which he wrote as a novel. But I'm telling you, Chavez, when he saw some of these leaders going down and dipping their finger into the blood and making an upside-down cross on their heads, he said, "Y'all are a bunch of devil worshipers. I'm getting out of here." And he and his security bolted out to go out the door. In a mass confusion of a lot of stuff erupting there, somebody in the MMB who had infiltrated grabbed the Book of Spells from the BBG and split. And then all went up for grabs, and who knows what happened with the giant, the whole nine yards. But on any of those same people who tried to bring down, finally destroy, and kill the Pope with black magic, John Paul II, attended his funeral not long after that, I'm sure. So that is the kind of stuff that goes on, and it's a lot different level of the chessboard than whether Trump and Pelosi are going to open the government. Let alone any of the QAnon junk. Most of the people at the top of the food chain in the military or intelligence or in government are loosened up. The highest percentage. The bankers at the top, loosened up. At the top of many of the religions, loosened up. And you see, this is the time when he's to work his last chance. Because when Jesus and the Archangel Michael and Gabriel and all of them come back, and I hope I can join in the fight with them too, I hope I'm here to see it. Well, then by golly, I'm telling you, they're going to clean the clock of old Lucy. And they're going to burn in the fire furnace. They're going to burn forever in the plasma fire, nipping at them, zip, 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 like a bug zapper. And oh, they're going to go down the chute, and they got their fingernails dipped into the side, like old Charlie Moore, the guy who up there in Cleveland allegedly denies all the VA stuff, particularly for any special ops or anybody who's ever been, you know, in the real deep bush or jungle or in a deep down below the sea or in outer space or somewhere where you ain't supposed to be, you see, because of what you saw and what you did and who you knew that was there. They don't want you to live. Now, I pray tonight for Sister Cheryl, for the Lord to come to her and to bring and give her a medical miracle. I also pray for the Cold War warrior that with his heart and all of the items in his repertoire where they tried to kill him in 1969, and the Lucys can't figure out why he hasn't died, but he's got a large number of stuff that's going wrong again. I pray that Lord Jesus will come to her and to come to him, and that they will give medical miracles to him. And to anybody else out there who needs the assistance, needs the help, and to those that have next door neighbors, you see, that are black magic people and that kind of stuff, may the Lord come and cleanse your area and move, either move you out or move them out. Ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, we have one sister, Sister Linda. I'm not going to say all the names and all the stuff, but her name was Linda J., and she was from suburban Indianapolis, Ruthley, but a little bit further away, say within 30, 40 miles. And she was so strong with the Lord Jesus, so obedient, and the Lord was with her, and of all the background stuff that she had, and all of the things, and she finally, he called her back, and I can tell you that she's shining forth in heaven right now as we speak. She's shining forth, and she has no pain. She knew where she was going to go. She knew who she was going to be with. Why? Because she repented of her sins. She asked the Lord Jesus to come into her heart to be her Savior. And he obviously needed her back. And there's some people he's bringing back because he doesn't want them to suffer anymore. So I'm telling you, pray and lay your hands on anybody. Pray to Lord Jesus as he taught you in John 14. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask any thing in my name, I will do it. And if ye love me, keep my commandments. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. If you use that name, he'll recognize you and what you're saying because that is his name. Now, to Bob and Maggie, God bless you, sent me an article about the lawyer representing the Covington kids. And incidentally, I stand in solidarity with the Sandman. The Sandman is the young man who stood his ground, did not move. He had a smile on his face. Some say a smirk. So what? But there was the Indian who was not a Vietnam veteran. He was in and was a refrigerator mechanic and went AWOL a few times during that time period. And even with him, he's the one that tried to disrupt the Catholic mass with his drum and chanting and everything and went in there. That guy is a left-wing operative, all right? That guy also is following Lucifer the Lightbringer because he is trying to operate against the people who don't want the abortions. And in New York, they're going to abort all these babies. Well, it's being done everywhere. But here's what that article was in the Gateway Pundit. And there was a discussion after that where, you know, the comments and all that. And here was one of the discussions. And I don't know the person who said it. You can go look it up. I'll just read it, and I won't attribute it. But it was out of that article in the discussion section. Normal Americans mind their own business and generally just want to get along with other folks. We are slow to anger, but the worst thing that the left has done is mistake our restraint for cowardice and our silence for fear. It will be one of the last mistakes they'll ever make. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You put on the full armor of God, but then you put on your body armor. I'm going to tell you what, if you need body armor that will stop a bullet, you know, and you can get level 2, level 3, 3A, level 4, and you can all get it at very reasonable prices, mind you. And I remember I bought surplus level 4 that was Croatian years ago, and I know what I paid for it then, and I could get it for less now. Sportsmansguide.com. Go up and check it out. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Know where it is that you're going to go when you pass on or when you're killed. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology against the Lucies and take them out. And take them back. Mickey the Pooh, baby. Best man of the opera. Also, best man. And. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ is calling. Special guest tomorrow night.